Hello, everyone. All right, well, I think first off, you already know the Sparks were in a must-win situation, and I thought we came in and just played really good team basketball. The Mercury are a very tough team to stop. I mean, their ability to shoot and score points in such fast pace and in bunches really has presented a problem for us. So I thought we did a much better job of setting up our offense and executing it, and also sticking with our defensive schemes. Any questions?
You guys got off to this great start, and you know, you really never let them back in a ball game. So can you talk about the start first?
Yeah, I thought you know, the first game at home, they really jumped on us, and it was 8-19 before. I mean, I didn't even realize that was a score until we called timeout. That's just how fast they had scored in bunches. So for us, it's going to be important to start the game out strong and being, you know, the aggressors. I'm sure that's their goal also. But since we obviously have size on them, we're going to pound it in. And since they have speed on us, they're going to shoot it. So, you know, may the best team win.
What else was different tonight then?
Well, you know, I think Diana said it first. You know, it's all about will. It's the will to win. And for us, you know, we're not ready to go home. That's just the way it is. We've assembled this team in hopes of winning a championship. And every team is really good at this point. And obviously the Mercury are number one. So we're not going to go away. So, you know, we're looking forward to tomorrow. And we feel like our chances are very good on the back-to-back. Hopefully, you know, the basket gets a little bit tighter. The ball's a little heavier for those three-point shooters out there. And we can keep crashing the boards.
They have talked about your team playing with a little more desperation on Mercury. You know, they've got another game in their pocket, if you will. Do you sense that? Do you feel that your team is playing harder?
We're very desperate, yes. I think when your back's to the wall and now they're in that situation, they have to sleep the way we slept, you know, and we actually had a day in between. So now, you know, we're still not comfortable because we're not satisfied. And for me, obviously, I don't want to end my career here in Phoenix. And you know, Diana, those young girls, they got, you know, more time. So we got to have to fight hard. We're still hungry, and it's not over yet.
Is that a rallying point for your team at all tonight? After you said you didn't end your career at Phoenix, you step it up because of that?
Honestly, I don't think so. I really have never really mentioned that to them. You know, my thing has just always been find a way. We got to find a way to win. And I mean, just when you look at our roster, there's no way we should be losing. And the games that we have lost in the past is the past, and we've got to find a way to win. And with Candace and myself in there trying to crash the boards every time, and Delisha and Tina, I mean, we just got to find a way to win and stay on those boards. And again, the Mercury, a very good team. I mean, they're so tough. They have a lot of weapons as well. Diana, Cappy, and Penny, just to name three, but, you, I mean, gosh, you know, Tamsa Smith, she's the best field goal percentage from three-point line, and she's not missing too many shots out there. It's, I mean, they have a very good team assembled as well. So this feels like the championship because it's a hard-fought game, and we're working really hard. Both teams are. Both teams have a lot of fight and will to want to win. And, you know, the best team will win tomorrow. The team that wins tomorrow will win the WNBA championship. I believe that. Of course, I'm in the West, so that's what I have to believe. In a way that it's very motivating for me. How do I want my last game to look? And for me, that's driving me. That's making me play harder and not take off possessions, to keep going after loose rebounds, to play, make sure I'm doing the right scheme. So I would say yes, it's helping me to focus on what it is that I need to do and establishing that inside presence. I mean, you see, my job is to get on the block and, you know, if I can score, if I'm double-teamed, to find an open player. And I think I've been doing that, and I'm not ready to stop.
What were you thinking when you got your fifth foul and you had to get out?
Yeah, as soon as I got the fifth foul, I just huddled the players that were on the bench, and I said, you know what, we have to find a way to win. We're not just a one-player team, and right now, everybody, we're good enough for you guys to carry, and when I get back out there, if I can get five more minutes good, you know, without getting that sixth foul, would be great. And so at the five-minute mark, everybody's like, you did five, now do five more minutes. So it really helped not picking up a sixth foul. I think just for the confidence more than anything else. When I foul out or I'm in foul trouble, my team is a little worried, you know, and I guess that's to be expected.
Do
Lisa, you're the all-time leading rebounder in WNBA this year, but you saw pretty good rebounding performance today with Candace. Can you talk about how, especially with everything she's come back from this year, how important that was that she rebounded?
Well, I think for Candace, because she's playing, the three guard is usually guarding her, she's going to dominate. And we're telling her every time, if she's not heading to the boards, we're fussing at her. So she's been chastised all season about go rebound, box out, go rebound, because she's the one with the mismatch. So it's been great to see her come in. And I think every miss that I have, Candace gets it, and I'm happy to see that. And, you know, vice versa. I try to get in there whenever I see her take a shot and get the boards. That's our advantage right now, is going to be rebounding. So we constantly pound the boards, both offensively and defensively. And it's awesome. I mean, I'm just happy to have her on my team. She's a great young player for me to just, I don't know, for us to even have her and for us to have our careers, mine ending and hers kind of beginning together, has been really great for the both of us. And, I mean, she's only going to get better. I'm always constantly telling her what she needs to do next. Like, you need to just add this, and then you'll be great. You know, that motivates her a lot. All right, well, thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.